I do not share his views with respect to Israel. I have said so clearly and unequivocally.
To Dr. Brzezinski, I can't say enough about his contribution to our country. He is one of our most outstanding scholars, one of our most outstanding thinkers. He has proven to be an outstanding friend and somebody who I've learned an immense amount from. And for him to support me in this campaign and then be willing to come out here to Iowa is a testimony to his generosity. So if everybody could please give Dr. Brzezinski another round of applause. He has proven to be an outstanding friend and somebody who I've learned an immense amount from. He has proven to be an outstanding friend and somebody who I've learned an immense amount from.
But this is important because we're getting to the nub of your relations with him and what it says about his character and his steadfastness. Because he did he described you as I said, this outstanding friend, this immense authority that he had referred to. And yet later, after you'd received a lot of flack from the pro-Israel lobby because of a stance you'd taken on a book which criticized the pro-Israel lobby, Barack Obama was asked about his relationship with you, and he said, "We have emailed three times or so." He said, "I had lunch with him." Well, and yet this is a man that had described you as an outstanding friend.
And we travel together and we talk and we have been in touch more than that since then.
So he's not telling the truth.
No, he did tell the truth as of then, because that was early on. That was in September. We met in the summer.
Well, to be fair, the New York Times quoted him as saying that he had emailed you two or three times, that he'd had lunch with you in February of 2008.
In February 2000.
That's right. Barack Obama was asked about his relationship with you, and he said, "We have emailed three times or so." He said, "I had lunch with him."
He did tell the truth as of then, because that was early on. That was in September. We met in the summer.
Well, to be fair, the New York Times quoted him as saying that he had emailed you two or three times, that he'd had lunch with you in February of 2008.
In February 2008?
That's right.